Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey cattlemen, more producers use Cydectin, Moxidectin, than any other Puron cattle dewormer. It's the number one selling branded cattle dewormer on the market, providing broad spectrum control of 33 parasite species and stages. So treat your cattle with Cydectin this season, because you have nothing to lose except parasites. Visit your local retailer or go online to BayerLivestock.com for more information. Remember to keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
What a difference a day makes here. We were limited up in live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. Didn't really trade at all today as we opened up the limit here and stayed there all day with pretty significant pulls on the limit up. Some people suggest it might be up the same amount tomorrow. The limits will be expanded for Tuesday's open, so live cattle limits will be $4.50. Feeder cattle limits will be $6.75. So expanded limits, a lot of optimism all of a sudden after Tyson announcing they would add $5 to $7 on some of the cattle they were purchasing. And so that looks like that's going to automatically bring a whole new round of optimism into the cattle market, which we needed at a time here that the market had been beaten up extremely bad. Boxed beef at midday was up again. It was at $257.84 on choice, up $4.09. Select $245.20, up $5.03. So the boxed beef here and those empty shelves on the grocery store are really driving up the price here. I hear that the packing houses are full throttle ahead as they're making some pretty substantial money at those levels of boxed beef, and then buying cattle at 112 last week has them going full throttle. Feeder cattle index is currently 116.15, down 5.23, but I hear Oklahoma City today is 5 to 10 higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff Funded BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance Program, results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level, but beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication producing high quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to bqa.org.
Well, today's grain futures caught a bid for the wheat and caught a bid on the soybeans. Corn, unfortunately, was about a penny lower. July Kansas City finished the day up 20 and three quarters at 493 and a quarter. It seems like the panic selling on the sell-off has now become panic buying as importers around the world come to the market and try to buy and secure their needs going forward. Nobody knows what time the borders will close down and all that good stuff, all these big time variables that are all unknown right now are beneficial to the wheat producer anyway, and bean producer. As I said earlier, corn's down a penny. They've got some major headwinds in the ethanol industry with the unleaded gasoline being extremely cheap here. The May unleaded gasoline at one point got down to 46 cents. Of course, that's wholesale and down about 12 cents on the day, which would have been somewhere around 25% on the day lower for unleaded gasoline. So it's pretty big move there. And that's what's hurting the ethanol demand and, of course, trickling down to the corn market. Cotton today also weaker, down about 226 points, put December at 52.77 with today's low at 52.04. The Dow Jones currently under pretty significant pressure here as the government's failed to pass any sort of corona bill. The June Dow Jones is down 570 at 18,470.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.